Okay, peeps. Quick question. What if the thing that made you the best at your job was not your degree, your resume, or your technical skills? What if it was improv? Now, today we are talking to an Emmy Award-winning writer and performer who went from college soccer to stages, TV sets, and corporate boardrooms, all because he said yes and. Hello, peeps. Welcome back to Workday Playdate with Improve It. I'm Erin, and this is the podcast where we talk about work, leadership, and culture in ways that actually help. So if you love the show, you know what we say, leave a 5-star review wherever you're listening. It takes 30 seconds, and it gives me the same rush I imagine Namdi got when he won an Emmy, except mine is free, and it involves no red carpet. Okay, this month, we are talking all about thinking quickly on your feet, and today's conversation is going to blow the doors off what you think improv is and what it can do for your career. Because improv is not just comedy. It's a skill set. It's adaptability. It's active listening, collaboration, and creative problem solving all wrapped up in one practice. And the people who figure that out early have a career superpower that most people never even think to develop. So here's the epiphany. Your career path does not have to be linear to be powerful. Sometimes the most unexpected pivot, the thing that makes no sense on paper, is the thing that unlocks everything. And improv, for a lot of people, is that pivot. It teaches you to think on your feet in ways that no business school, no certification, and no amount of planning ever could. Now, if this is hitting home, we have a toolkit for you in the show notes. It's called the Clarity Under Pressure Toolkit, what to do in the first 5 minutes of any uncertain situation. It's your go-to guide for staying grounded, focused, and clear when it matters most. So grab it in the show notes. And now, let me introduce you to someone who is about to make your whole day better. Today's guest is an Improve It longtime facilitator, friend, and honestly, one of the most talented humans I know. Namdi Ngwae is an Emmy Award-winning writer, actor, comedian, teacher, and facilitator. And after graduating from the University of Alabama, Birmingham, where he played soccer, he went on to study and perform comedy at IO Theater and the Second City. Now, with his twin brother and writing partner, Namdi wrote and starred in the critically acclaimed Julius, Rap School, and House Sitters. His TV credits include The Amber Ruffin Show, ever heard of that? The Bold and the Beautiful, A Black Lady Sketch Show, Blippi, Comedy Central's Three-Peat, and the Emmy Award-winning show, also a favorite of my son's, Tab Time, with Tabitha Brown. It's amazing. He also facilitates workshops with Improve It globally for companies like Motorola, T-Mobile, LinkedIn, TikTok, and Kearney, and he performs around the world with his award-winning sketch and improv group, 3-Peat. Oh, and he has a massive following on TikTok and Instagram, creating content that is genuinely hilarious. So basically, he's living proof that improv is not a hobby. It's a career strategy. Namdi!
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for having me. There's a lot to live up to after hearing that.
What do you feel like after you hear that? That's why I normally don't record it, but I wanted you to hear yourself. Like, yeah. Holy crap.
Yeah. That is a lot. I do think it is important to take time to reflect and appreciate and do that often, daily, 100%. And so it is... That was my mind. I usually do it in the evening, but that felt like some like I should be maybe be grateful and thankful for what I've been able to do, a lot of cool, fun things, different things.
My peeps, I hope you are enjoying the show. We'll be right back after a quick break from our sponsors. Thank you for supporting those who support the show. You're listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network. Now back to our show. I've known you. Okay, so I've known you since 2016. You've been a facilitator.
No, before that.
Well, before that. Okay, yeah. Not a lot, though. Like, I saw you, you know, you were on stage at I.O. for me. Uh-huh. You were, like, one of the people I looked up to. And then you were like, hey, I'm going to come in and be a facilitator. So I don't know if you knew me. I knew Han. I knew people you knew. And I didn't know you. I just looked up to you. And then you came to Improve It in 2016. And we've been doing stuff ever since.
That's crazy.
But I've gotten to watch the progression of you. And it has been such a joy. You deserve everything that
I just mentioned. Thank you.
That you do. You're genuinely such a good human. And you deserve it all. Okay. Okay. So let's do this. Let's, at the beginning of every Improve It workshop, we set a one-word intention. What's a one-word intention you want to set for our time together? What's one word that comes to mind?
It's gotta be gratefulness.
Yeah.
Just because of how we started and hearing that, like, and again, this is just kind of like what's in the air right now. This gratefulness, this thankfulness, and especially hearing that. So that's where I'm at right now. Grateful.
Yeah. Okay. Gratefulness. I love that. And then, Okay, this is Workday Playdate and we use improv. As you know, sometimes we ask for location. So what's the location that we're having this play date on today?
Oh, great. Well, listen, I've got fast food on the brain.
Yeah.
So we're at a fast food restaurant, but we're not going to give anybody free promo. We're going to make up our own fast food restaurant. Yeah. Okay. So give me a letter of the alphabet.
M.
Give me a color.
Yellow.
Okay. M and yellow. Okay. We're trying to avoid McDonald's.
That is what I literally thought about because they're talking about fries.
I know.
And I was like, I really want, they're my favorite fries. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they got the best fries. Come on. They got great fries.
The best
great.
Fries.
But we're going to change the name McDarren's.
McDarren's.
We're at McDarren's.
And, what are we eating at McDarren's? Like, what's on the table in front of
us? Yeah, because it's afternoon, right? Let's do afternoon. Yep. We're having an afternoon hang at McDarren's. Yep. So we're going to get two different kinds of drink. I don't know why we're starting with drink, but we've got fries up there. You're gonna get a shake. What kind of shake are you getting?
I'm gonna get a Reese's Pieces shake.
Reese's Pieces shake. I love that. Okay, and I'm gonna get a soda. I'm gonna be a kid. I'm gonna play, and I'm gonna do. You know when you get the free soda cup and you can mix and match. So I'm gonna put a little bit of the Fanta for some orange. Uh-huh. I'll put a little bit of Sprite in there because you know I love Sprite, and lemonade as well to make it insanely sweet. And
like a citrus.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, and then we're of course gonna have fries. Probably
of course fries
to the table. Okay, so I already fulfilled your wish. You have fries now.
Yeah, exactly.
So happy. Before the show, I asked Andy. I said, "What would make this the best podcast you've ever done?" He said, "Fries," and now we have fries. So we're on the play date at McDarren's. I've got my Reese's Pieces shake. You've got your little soda. Citrus soda fountain drink.
Yeah.
And I want to just talk to you because I know this about you, but it's so fun to have our team on the show because I get to, like you said, have a lot of gratefulness and also reflect on you as a person. And I remember when we met because I went to Clemson and you had been to some soccer camps at Clemson.
That's right.
You played soccer in college at University of Alabama, Birmingham. But
we played against Clemson.
Yeah. And Clemson always had it was a strong soccer team.
Yeah.
Like, Clemson athletics is real. I was a dancer. You knew that? I did.
Yes, 100%.
So if you're in the athletic system, you were just treated like royalty at that school. It was the best time. It was so fun. And it was, the spirit of it is so great. So anyway, okay, we were competitors, but I didn't play. But you were there playing soccer. Did you ever do improv in college? And then what led you to improv? Because then you moved to Denver, right?
Yeah. So I played soccer, I always had creative and artistic side of me, but I couldn't really show it because I was the captain of these teams. I was like first to practice, last to leave, etc. It was a real kind of macho-y environment, and so I had to navigate through that. But secretly, when after practice and when the others were not looking, I would sneak off and I'd go do these little plays. I'd go do these little fashion shows and stuff like that. That my teammates to this day have no idea that I did.
Wow. And, I hope they're listening right now.
If you are, if I played with you, cover your ears right now for the next couple minutes.
Shut.
And then with improv, I would actually like freestyle rap. So, you know, I was like, you know, improvising and stuff like that. But you know, and I was a fan of it, but I didn't know that that classes existed. I didn't know that there was there were even stages that and stuff that I could be on at the time. So I did creative things. I was always drawn to it, but I just didn't know how to do it.
So then, okay, you graduate, you finish your soccer season. Soccer's done when you graduate, right?
It's done.
So it's done. Okay, so then you move to Denver?
To Denver.
And why Denver? And then is that where you were a model?
Yeah. So I had to leave Alabama. And I didn't want to go back to Texas. Texas is home. That's where my family's at and everything. And so Denver was a city that had everything. It had sports. It had, you know, artistic stuff. And so I went and that's where I found improv classes. I'll tell you real quick, it was not the plan to do that. I would go to this Starbucks every day when I was there, and when you go to the same place every day, you see a lot of the same faces, same people. And there was one woman in particular that I would see each time I'd go to the Starbucks. Her name is Marianne Hogan. She, you know, she would always come and wear a turtleneck, bright red hair, bright glasses. Very much feels like a character. But that's just her. That's just who she is. And she's just a great big personality, super fun. We just joke back and forth. We ended up sitting at the same table each day, get out our computers and do some work. And then one day she's like, you know what, you should do improv classes. And I was like, ha, yeah, okay, sure. A little bit of time went by, and she then asked, "Hey, did you sign up for the classes that I told you about a few weeks ago?" And then I was like, "Oh no, I'll get to it." And then because we're sitting at the same table, she took my computer from me, boop boop boop, signs me up. Ding, ding, ding.
Wow.
I said, "Give me a credit card." Okay, I had to.
Wow.
It was a debit card, but I had to add to.
You had to put a pin in. Her name was Marianne, you said, sir.
Marianne
we
Hogan.
Have to thank Marianne for your career.
Well, yes, and because I still get to travel quite a bit now as an artist, and I whenever I go to Denver, I always hit up Marianne and tell her thank you for giving me the nudge to go into to take improv, because that's what led to everything.
To everything. Okay. Hey, peeps, I hope you're enjoying the conversation here today. We will be right back after a quick break from our sponsors. Thank you for supporting those who support the show. You are listening to Workday Playdate on the Passionstruck Network. Now back to the show. So then I just want to follow the trajectory really quick. So then you start doing improv in Denver. And then when did you move to Chicago?
So my friend who I met day one, level one in improv class in Denver, her name is Mo Welch. She's a popular stand-up now. She's killing it, doing great things on TV and the stand-up. And I thought I was going to go from Denver to LA.
Yeah.
She was like, "We got to go to Chicago first."
Wow.
So after a year and a half plus in Denver, she was like, "Let's go." So I was like, pack my things and I ghosted everybody in Denver. I straight up just left and went to Chicago and popped up there.
That is wild, Nancy. Mm-hmm.
I ghosted. I said,
This is so bad. Okay, bad. Okay, mm-hmm. That is. And then you became so ingrained in the improv community mm-hmm. in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And for those who don't know, Chicago is the mecca of improv comedy.
I'll say comedy in general. Yeah. Right? Just comedy, because there's everything. Truly. We have everything there. Yeah.
And it's such a community. It's such a tight-knit community. I've never lived in LA, but I've heard from multiple sources, like the community in Chicago is just unmatched. Second to none. Yeah. Yeah.
Unmatched. Yes.
And that's just, you know, people on our team, we're all from the improv community in Chicago, and then everybody spread out and you move to LA. We got a small group in LA, small group in New York. It's just, there's so much love in that community and so much support. So, okay, I'm going on a tangent, but you now have, you made such an impact in the Chicago community. You left Chicago, you moved to LA, you start really doing a lot in the improv scene in LA, and not only just improv, but you start writing for all these amazing shows. And you are somebody who makes a living doing what they love. A lot of people cannot say that, Namdi. So tell me about that. Like, what did that, when you hear that, did you ever think improv would take you here, like to the Emmy, to all the things that I listed in your bio?
Listen, like I mentioned earlier, I didn't even know that you could take improv classes before. Mm-hmm. I didn't know improv. I didn't know writing was an option for me.
Yeah.
I didn't know winning major awards that I'd seen on TV was an option for me. I didn't know being on TV as an actor could be anything but a pipe dream, right? You know, it is. I'm very blessed, you know. Like you mentioned, I have lived in multiple states and I had this I've had different lives, you know, as an athlete before. I get to and there are things that I like and love. I love people and I love love, right? And so all these things about me that they're just things I just lived and things I enjoyed and things about me. I get to put all these things into my creative endeavors, in my professional creative endeavors, and that is still to this day my blows my mind, and it's something I'm very thankful for, because I didn't realize that just my life was enough to be what fuels my career.
Gratefulness. There's the word again. Mm-hmm, gratefulness, mm-hmm. And it is. So cool, because you've used comedy to do comedy. You've used it in the writing you've done for Amber Ruffin and for Tabitha Brown, who those are not small names. Those are like huge names.
Yeah.
And you've gotten to write for them. You've won an Emmy for Tab Time. Mm-hmm. And Tab Time, if all parents listening, you have to watch it. My son is obsessed. It's on YouTube. Mm-hmm. It is the best show, and I love that it follows a structure. So your writing style is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love that I know, like, it's snack time. And then I know there's all these different elements to it that's comforting to me as a parent, and I think comforting to kids who watch it too. But you've won an Emmy for writing. And then on top of that, you still do workshops with Improve It. You do workshops all over the country for us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you're like a TikTok, Instagram star. And let me tell you this, my neighbor, when I posted something about you one time in my stories, was like, oh my God, you know him? I love him. And I was like, yes, I know him. And it's just so funny that the reach that you have and what you're doing on social, you've taken comedy and you've really poured it into all these different avenues. So, tell me, does anything you want to say about that? Because then I want to talk to the peeps.
That means a lot. That means a lot. And I 100%, and with the social media stuff I've mentioned too, I 100%, that started during the pandemic, the panorama, when we were all stuck at home and we weren't able to get our crazy, our creative out on stage in front of live audiences. I still had all that, you know, those crazy ideas and those ridiculous things I wanted to do. So I just like locked myself in a room and turned the camera on. And,
so good. What's your character's name? Like, what do you call that?
You know what? The main announcer guy, the main character, there was one point where I was like, oh, I should name him. But in this a big part of improv, when we're on stage, folks, when we're on stage performing, it is not just the actors on stage that are directing and dictating where the scene goes. The audience is also doing a big part of that. You are in the room. We're all creating this thing together. That's what makes it so great. And so, you know, you mentioned me bringing the things from comedy to social media. One of those things is also letting the audience dictate and direct where I go with what I do. And of course, I do things that I think are fun. You have to do things that you think are fun and match my brand and personality, etc. But one of the things that popped up was I was going to name that character, but the audience decided that they wanted a bit of ownership of it, and they also started having fun naming him themselves and coming up with their own names for him, and I didn't want to take that away from them. So now to this day, it's fun to see people be like, oh, you know, they call him Pink Shirt Guy or Blondie, or there's somebody in France that calls him Axel. I don't know where or how that came up, but they'll say that. So, and people like will draw pictures in many different ways and send me photos and stuff like that.
That is so freaking
and
cool.
I think it's the coolest thing. And I, again, grateful, blessed, lucky, and thankful that we all get to have fun together and build our own community.
Well, and that's to that point too. I want to talk about this. Like, you've really used that platform in so many ways, but if y'all don't follow DMD, you have to, and we'll put all of your links in the show notes because it's just joy. It's just pure joy. Also, you did a collaboration with Will Smith. Okay, let's not leave that on the table. Christy sent this to me. She goes, Nancy's with Will Smith. I was like, is he really there? And yes, he was really there. You were with Will Smith doing a collaboration. Like, you are the epitome of taking something that you love and just being curious about it.
Yeah.
Because that was you after soccer. I'm being curious. I'm not really sure. And then finding different avenues to go down and take it and just keep creating and yes-anding your own self through comedy.
Yeah. Yeah. That word is perfect. You know, that you used curiosity and also coupled with following the fun, which is a big thing for us as improvisers. Just kind of letting that lead the way for me has opened so many doors, and being open to receiving the gifts, has really like allowed me to do a lot of fun and unexpected things. The guy that was playing college soccer with some years ago had no idea that this was coming for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, wait, I have to touch on that because you said two really cool things that I think our community is called the peeps need to hear. Follow the fun, right? Sometimes we do things because we think we have to follow a script. We have to perform this way to get to the next level in the career, and we have to do XYZ to get to the next level. But following the fun, you said, allowed you to receive. Mm-hmm. That to me, ooh, okay. Let's take a minute, because I think a lot of what blocks people's happiness and fulfillment in life is that they don't allow themselves to receive the gifts that are coming from them. Mm-hmm. So receiving, I think, is something I'm really hearing from you, because you have fun. You can tell you have fun in all the things you do. The videos are pure joy. And then you just, instead of saying, okay, let me just put this out here, you're like, I'm open to receiving what's mine. And that, I think, really allows stuff to come to you, like the Wilson collaboration, the Emmy, like all the things. So if somebody listening today is sitting here thinking, wow, my thing's not improv, but I've got this other thing. And it makes me happy. It's fun. I want to think about how I can make it a part of my career. What would you say to them?
I would say you can, 100% you can. This, the, you know, we've heard that this term, imposter syndrome. It gets thrown around a lot. People put that on themselves. Don't put those I can'ts on yourself. That's the easiest thing that you mm-hmm. can that you have control of, and you don't have to do. Because me personally, I've never been that way. And that's allowed me to receive these gifts. By telling yourself you can't. If you just flip that around, shorten that phrase to I can. You know, it makes things so much easier, and it opens your mind and your world and people around you to be like, yo, that person is somebody I want them to succeed. How can I help them, or how can we collaborate as well? Because me personally, I didn't go to I don't have a degree in writing, yet I have an Emmy, because I was and still am determined to be a sponge and learn as much as I can. There are many ways to achieve a goal. There's not just one way to achieve a goal in life. Yeah. There's many ways. We're told there's one way in many things, but that is not the truth at all. Determination, hard work, and curiosity, and following the fun, you can do anything. You really
are like the living proof of that. So everyone, this is a case study. Follow it. Okay. Watch it, because truly, Nambi, like, I'm so proud of you for taking this, making this life path for yourself, for showing other people it can be done, and really showing people that you can take a creative leap if you allow yourself to believe and receive that you can do the unexpected. So, okay. I have one final question for you, okay? Because we've had a great play date at McDarren's
McDarren's, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And we your citrus soda drink, and my shake have been lovely, Reese's Pieces shake.
And the fries.
The fries were so good. I got sweet and sour sauce. I don't know if you saw me get that.
I see it. Delicious.
And it was so good. So how are you going to make your day more playful today? It's already pretty playful. What are you going to do?
It is really pretty playful. What am I going to do to add a bit more playfulness to my day today? That's a good question. What am I going to do other than this? I am going to... I was trying to think of something other than my... You know, I do like having reflection time, but also I also do like playing my little word games. That's always been a fun little thing for me. It's kind of my little like blowing off steam. Yeah. If you know, some people step outside and take a cigarette. I go out and play one round of Words with Friends or something.
Words,
you know?
With Friends. That's right. So what you would say.
That's okay. Okay. Good.
Okay. Okay. Well, I don't play it, but I feel like I should. And I want to, I'm so glad that you were on this play date. Like this made my day more playful. It makes me really proud of you and just proud to know you. And so the gratefulness is there all the way around. Okay. Yes. So everybody check out Nambi. We're going to put a link to all of your socials in the show notes. I'm so glad you were here.
Same. This is the best time. The best. Thank you. Okay. Love you. Thank you.
All right, peeps. Hold on. As we wrap, I want to leave you with this. Your career doesn't have to make sense to everybody else. It just has to make sense to you. And the skills that seem unrelated, the improv class, the creative side project, the thing you do just because it lights you up, those might be the exact skills that set you apart. I want to thank Nambi so much for being here today, because he is living proof that following the unexpected path can lead to an Emmy, a global career, and a life that looks nothing like what you planned and everything like what you were meant to do. He is so incredible, and I'm so glad you are a part of this Improve It team. And now it's time for the Playdate practice. This week, I want you to identify one skill that you have that does not show up on your resume. Maybe it's the ability to read a room. Maybe it's making people laugh when things get tense. Maybe it's pivoting on the fly when a plan falls apart. Whatever it is, I want you to name it and start treating it like the career asset it actually is. Because the skills that make you interesting, adaptable, and human are not extras. They're superpowers. And the sooner you own that, the sooner your career starts to feel like it actually belongs to you. Don't forget to grab the Clarity Under Pressure Toolkit in the show notes, and it's the perfect companion for everything we talked about today. Until next time, keep playing, keep learning, keep failing forward. I love y'all. Bye.